is the BJP's two-day National Council meet in the national capital. The big focus is vote share. Well, JP Nadda said that the BJP is, breaking its own vote share record and that the pitch is clear. It's about 400 par this time. In fact, the BJP workers have been sent a clear message that they have to focus on micromanagement, on booth-level progress and make sure that they cross the 50% mark as far as the vote share is concerned. In fact, Prime Minister Modi has set the 50% target for the NDA. The big question, can the crumbling India bloc really dent the BJP's vote share prospects? But remember, the Congress's vote share has been stable as far as the state polls are concerned. What is really the BJP's vote share game plan? That is our big focus. But first, listen in to what JP Nadda had to say.
Bharatiya Janata Party ko jahan desh ka 18.8% ka samarthan mila tha, wahi 2014 mein Modi ji ke netritv mein भारतीय जनता पार्टी 31.3% पर पहुंच करके खड़ी है और 2019 में हमने अपना ही रिकॉर्ड तोड़ा, जहां 282 से 303 सीटें आई, वहीं हम 31% से बढ़कर 37% हमारा वोट शेयर बढ़ा। यह भी हमको ध्यान रखना, हम आज विश्व की सबसे बड़ी पार्टी बनकर के खड़े हुए हैं, वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट पॉलिटिकल पार्टी के रूप में खड़े हुए। 2014 से पहले हमारे सिर्फ 5 सरकारें थी, जहां 5 प्रदेशों में सरकारें थी, और लंबे समय तक हम 5-6 पर रुके हुए थे। लेकिन 2014 के बाद आपको जानकर के खुशी होगी कि आज एनडीए की 17 प्रदेशों में सरकारें हैं।
And well, joining me on Left, Right and Center this evening, I'm being joined by Shazia Ilmi of the BJP. Rashid Kidwai, senior journalist, is also with us. Tehsin Poolawala, political analyst, supports the Congress, is on the broadcast today as well. And Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist, is on Left, Right and Center this evening as well. Thanks very much to all of you for joining us on the show tonight. Going across to you first, Shazia Ilmi. So, of course, this key huddle, the saffron cadre, is all set for the Lok Sabha polls. But focusing on vote share, what is really the BJP's game plan? Because, of course, the 50% mark or the 50% target that the Prime Minister has set for the BJP cadre, is it more of a political rhetoric or is there really a game plan in place?
So, let me tell you, I've just stepped out of it. We've been there the whole day long. And if I were to tell you how well geared up for the polls, I think it would really leave a lot of people flustered. Because not only were there workers and, karyakartas from all over India, but all the national office bearers, state presidents, CMs, deputy CMs, and former ministers and former CMs. Mm-hmm. So it was a large convention that we all participated in. And if you see the mood, if you see the sentiment, if you see the planning, if you see what all we're doing to ensure that we reach out to the last person out there, it's just something that I feel so proud of as a member of BJP, because there were, whether it's across different states, right from the top level to that of the booth Pracharak,
yes,
and Panna Pramukh.
Absolutely. And that is always very interesting to see, Shazia Ilmi, that, the BJP brass always encourages micromanagement and booth-level progress. But just looking at the numbers, do you think the India bloc or the Congress could dent your prospects? Because the Congress's vote share in the state polls has not gone down significantly. It has remained intact.
No, I think Congress has lost the plot altogether. And if you were to look at, let's see the places where they have done well. Now let's look at Tamil Nadu. Let's look at Kerala. Because that is the obvious question you're going to ask next. If there's a choice now, and this is the Lok Sabha polls where we choose the Prime Minister. Hmm. What are the choices people have? Who do you want as the Prime Minister? Now earlier it used to be said that, it's the Tina factor. There is no alternative. So it has to be BJP.
Yes.
But this is not even that. It is like people want PM to be there.
That's an interesting point like you've made. And let me get Tehsin Poonawalla to respond to that. Tehsin, how would you respond to what Shazia Elmi is saying? And let me sort of ask you a follow-up question as well. Something that the BJP leadership always asks as to what is going to be added into the Congress's vote share. Because you see, the India bloc is in pieces. The split, it's been split wide open. So what is really going to be added as far as the vote share is concerned?
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show. The BJP loves to talk about Tina. There is no alternative. I talk about Sita. Someone is there always. They can be followers of Tina. We are followers of Sita. The fact of the matter is that if you read our mythologies, this is the same arrogance that the Kauravas had. We have a bigger army. We cannot be defeated. The Pandavas are not even prepared. History is testament to what happened. Many a times, bigger armies are defeated. So arrogance is never good. The least is we can do is learn from history. But the fact of the matter is, I do concede to one point. Yes, the BJP is a well-oiled machinery. It is well prepared for the elections. And it is hoping to do extremely well. And it wants to break records. And that's fine. It has a political right to do that. But to laugh at the opposition, to say it's run down, of course, the opposition is fighting in a constricted space, where most of the TV debates I go for, 95% of the debates blame the opposition for what's going wrong in the country. So there are constraints that the opposition has.
But is there a game plan? Is there a strategy in place? Because you see, elections are all about the Ranneeti. What is your Ranneeti now going forward? Because seat sharing talks have really not reached fruition. And, day by day, we see, day after day, there is some setback or the other as far as the Congress or the India bloc is concerned. So what is the strategy going forward?
Well, the strategy that I have told the India bloc and the Congress leaders to follow is simply this. Don't fight the elections on the issue of defeating the BJP. Fight the elections on the issue of coming to governance and giving people a vision map. The next 10 years, how India can be transformed after the 10 disastrous years of the Bharatiya Janata Party, and put that out. Don't just blame and accuse the Bharatiya Janata Party. Give solutions to the problem. The BJP is responsible for a lot of misgovernance that has happened in the last 10 years. There is a lot of suffering and the common people. Bring that out and give solutions. If they can do that, if those solutions can go forward,
but
if we can stand up...
But is that message resonating? That is, I think, the big question. Is the quote-unquote India message really resonating with people? Given that there is a serious void as far as leadership is concerned. I'll come back to you, Tehsin.
Yes,
but
just one line.
I'll come back to you there, see. But Amitabh Tiwari, just looking at the BJP's weak wicket states, whether it is Kerala, Tamil Nadu, even some states in the Northeast, where of course it is an alliance with the regional parties, but its own vote share. How do you think the BJP is going to go about in these weak wicket states? Of course, states like Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, where it already has a 40% plus vote share. But what about these weak states?
See, if you consider the southern states, this time what has happened is that the AIADMK has left the NDA bloc, which means that the BJP will contest on almost all the seats in Tamil Nadu, which automatically means that whatever vote it gets on those seats, it adds to its vote share. It may not necessarily translate into votes. So when we are discussing about how does BJP increase its vote share, one is that if you win the existing seats with a higher margin, your vote share increases. So
yes,
the party hopes that with the Ram Mandir inauguration, its core vote is enthused, which results in a higher turnout, which will result in a higher vote share in its stronghold seats.
Yes. Number two, it's not just a higher turnout, Amitabh Tiwari, because if you look at the arithmetic, what the allies really bring to the table, that is also critical and that cannot be ignored. And Rashid Kidbhai, let me ask you that. Do you think that, as the Congress loses key allies, whether it is allies in the South, you have top leaders of the South meeting the BJP leadership here in Delhi. You have now, of course, Jayant Chaudhary in talks with the BJP as well. So with the opposition losing allies, do you think its vote share will go down further significantly?
Perhaps not. You see, in electoral politics, vote percentage is not so important. It sounds a bit odd, but it is, a political party or formation crossing 272. That means that that formation will have 5 years to govern next 5 years.
Yes, that is the nature of our first past the post system. But just the fact that the BJP is sort of pitching for a 50% plus vote share, that strengthens its narrative, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I think the BJP is a bit wishful in saying that they will get 370 Lok Sabha seats or they'll cross 50%. We are a big country. Electoral size is very big. You know, to have a 1% increase, 2% increase, 3% increase, it means millions and millions of, you know, new voters getting added. So as you are, you know, you're showing that graphic, you see that in southern India, in many states, the BJP's vote share is very, very bigger, very small. But then the BJP is very strong in the places where it is strong. So I don't see any problem for the BJP NDA or crossing 300 plus. The opposition story has gone horribly wrong, and in both in terms of alliances, in terms of vote share, in terms of Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Yatra. The purpose of Bharat Jodo Yatra phase 1, phase 2 was to increase some vote share. Remember, the Congress has been in past two elections of 14 and 19, I mean, holding around holding around 19%. Idea was to get 2, 3, 4% more. Again, 2, 3, 4% is huge in terms of, you know, millions of people that needs to be added. On the other hand, the Congress graph is falling.
South is a concern for sure. Shazia Elmi, would you agree? Last 30 seconds to you before I move on to the next topic.
No, I would, and in fact, I would like to, I hadn't completed my point the last time around. So people think it's the Tina factor, but I think the prospect of having a Rita or a Meeta is very scary, which is Rahul being the alternative or Mamata being the alternative. And when it comes to people being there, out there, choosing who they want, they definitely want a better deal for themselves. Mm. And this is all thanks to the central welfare schemes, which have really resonated with the people. At the end of the day, the vote is never for the other, but for oneself, because you want a better deal for yourself. So I think when that is concerned, yes, Bharatiya Janata Party definitely has a huge advantage. And I think the opposition hasn't even... doesn't even have a clue as to what is working.
BJP certainly has set an ambitious target for itself with the, you know, aiming for that 50% mark as far as vote share is concerned, and of course the 400 bar pitch. Is it political rhetoric or is it actually going to translate? That remains to be seen.